We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's St. Patty's Day. So hopefully everyone listening has their green cocktails in their hand.
It's a little early, Jeff. I mean, I know that it's St. Patrick's Day, but can we start with...
Yeah, bro.
You're right. Irish coffee. What am I thinking? Yes, you know what? Drink up. What am I saying?
That's what's in my cup. Who am I talking to?
I don't know. Gosh. I don't know.
You know that there's a way to do this. Anyway.
Brooke's putting Bailey's in her wine this morning.
Exactly. But when I thought about how we should start the show this morning, I thought I was going to have everybody pinch the person to their left.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But now, you know, cameras are everywhere and cancel culture is prevalent. So
yeah,
if I started radio pinch-a-thon in studio, this would probably turn into our last day on the air.
I kind of appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm good with the no pinching.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why instead of doing that, just for one of my most favorite people in the whole world, Jose.
Yay!
We're going to do the top three Irish puns out there.
Oh, no.
Jose loves him a pun.
Oh, yeah.
Pinching and bad jokes.
It's an O pun.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. Jose, if you didn't know, is the biggest fan of puns in the entire world.
I'm a comedian. I like all forms of jokes, including the bad ones.
Yeah. The more I try these, though, the more I realize how much I hate them.
They're so bad.
Anyway.
Let's go.
Here we go. The top three Irish puns. Number three, what do you call a fake Irish stone?
What?
A shamrock.
Ah!
Sham.
Yeah.
All right, you guys like that one?
Just making sure Alexis understood.
Okay, number two. What's a leprechaun's favorite music?
What?
Sham rock and roll.
Oh.
Yes.
They're somehow getting worse.
All right.
Just spoiler, they're all going to have shamrock in it. I'm just letting you know.
Wow.
Not a whole lot of culture going on. It's just shamrocks over there. And then number one Irish pun, according to this list, the patty don't start till I walk in.
I actually like that one.
Oh, man. Yeah, you think you feel bad after hearing those. Think of our poor producer, Boyd, who went through hundreds just as terrible before the show started.
That's why
we had to settle on those.
Crying green tears right now.
He is. All right. Well, looks like we've reached the pint of no return.
Yay!
Time for the shamrock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you'd like to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock caller last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Jeff Mermaid Meat Debo. Mermaid meat.
Okay.
Merman meat.
All right, I'm going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, you dirty shenanigators.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Legend has it that each leaf on the four-leaf clover has a spiritual meaning behind it that symbolize Irish values.
Hmm.
Today, I'm going to give you 8 words to choose from, and you need to pick the correct 4 according to Irish tradition. Your words to choose from are luck, fertility, truth, hope, bravery, love, faith, and potatoes.
Wow. I really hope potatoes.
I love it.
Good luck.
I love it.
All right. Traditional Irish values.
What if all 4 are potatoes?
I mean, potatoes, 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 potatoes. I mean, I think that you need to start with something that's huge in Ireland, and that's the church. I would put faith down for sure.
It's all based off St. Patrick and religious war.
Yeah, and when you think about whenever these folklore traditions were come up with, it was hundreds and hundreds of years ago. The church was basically the only thing that they had.
Yeah, right. It was like government. Uh-huh.
That and potatoes.
Yeah.
So potatoes is second? Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
Faith and potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Go to church. Oh, holy potatoes.
What more could you need in life? Okay. What are the other ones on here? I mean, luck is...
See, I don't...
It's so on the nose.
Yeah, that's what
I don't think so.
Catchy.
The thing with luck is kind of opposite of what religion is, right? Like, to say that you're lucky means that things just happen by chance. And the whole point of having faith is that there's a higher power that
controlling
guides you,
everything.
That there's a predestined destiny. Is
so
that too much?
If that's
I wasn't really thinking that. I was just thinking, isn't the clover itself good luck? Like if you find it,
but it's good luck because it represents these.
That's
four
why
things.
I think it's not in there.
Yeah.
But not because all the.
Okay, what about?
Sorry.
That was science crap.
Science isn't one of the four. Okay. What about fertility?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That seems...
I'm with you on that one.
Just same thing. Religion, it's like you build
families. I thought fertility and religion wouldn't go together.
Mm. Oh, I think it totally does. Yeah, procreation, absolutely. Mm, you just do it after you sign a piece of paper.
Yeah. Here, let's get the question one more time.
Legend has it each leaf of the four-leaf clover signifies a different attribute. I gave you eight to pick from and told you to pick out the four that you think tradition says are represented on the four-leaf clover. The words again were luck, fertility, truth, hope, bravery, love, faith, and potatoes. I'll give you a green golden guess today. Tell me an answer you think is correct, and I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Green and gold.
I think you should ask fertility because, I mean, you think about Catholic families. My dad's Catholic. They're huge families.
What about asking about luck? Because that one seems
on
too on
there.
The nose.
Okay, obvious. Fine. I think luck of the Irish came up like recently and was branded as like a
way to sell products.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. More like
I want to ask, is luck one of the four leaves of the clover?
Not. Luck is one of the four leaves of the clover.
Definitely shouldn't be listening to you guys.
I'm like, yeah,
let's take faith and potatoes off the list.
Yeah, let's do opposite of what we thought.
Okay.
Hope, I'm so glad he asked.
Okay, hope, bravery, love. Any of those jump out to you?
I'm going to go with bravery just because of Braveheart. Anybody else?
Oh, well, that's Scotland.
Ah, dang it, that's right.
But
I do think bravery because it was a huge war. Remember, this is a battle that started everything.
The ones that I like right now are luck, love, faith, and then I need one more.
What are your options?
I like courage or
fertility.
Fertility, truth, hope, bravery, or potatoes.
Go like fertility.
Hope. I'm into hope or bravery.
I'm into bravery.
I'm all about making those
Something
babies.
Something like looking forward towards the future.
I like bravery too. So I'm going to go luck, bravery, love, and faith.
Whoa. According to legend, each of the leaves on the four-leaf clover represent these four attributes. Number one is luck. That should have been easy. Wasn't very easy for you guys.
I guess not.
Number two, faith. The Irish are very religious.
All
you got that correct.
Yeah, okay.
Number three is love, of course. As the Beatles said, it's all you need.
Absolutely.
Oh, come on, bravery.
And the last leaf on the four-leaf clover signifies hope. Spring is a time of rebirth and a time to look forward.
Rebirth, see, fertility.
Okay.
Well, didn't get them all right, so I have to sing a song. Somebody wants to hear Wonderwall by Oasis.
Ooh, good song.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
That's pretty good.
Really good.
I love that song.
That song never gets old.
No.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.